This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. They're coming after unions at every level. There's a little question if the conservatives are coming after unions, even while they make the outrageous claim that they are now the Workers' Party in the wake of the recent election. Since the Wisconsin counter-revolution, when the right was successful in eliminating union shop for public employees, the drums have been beating all over the country. Most observers believe that the challenge in California to union security provisions allowing dues or servicing fees to be collected for teachers would have prevailed on appeal at the U.S. Supreme Court level if Justice Antonin Scalia had not passed away suddenly, leaving a tie vote and saving union security for another day. With Trump likely to nominate a hard right conservative justice as soon as he sits in the Oval Office swivel chair, there will be new challenges wending their way to the court as quickly as they can be filed, and there are likely challenges already in process. Kentucky Republicans tried an end around by allowing local counties to adopt so-called right-to-work laws, eliminating union shop provisions, since they couldn't get it done on a statewide level. The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeal unanimously overturned a local federal court that had nixed that maneuver. Right now, that means this is possible in that court's jurisdiction, where Kentucky and Ohio are still union shop states, and while it is still amazing to write that Michigan is a relatively new right-to-work state, Tennessee has long had a right-to-work on its books. The Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity, is touting the fact that this is also the strategy for the far-right Illinois governor and should be a precedent. They don't mention that, according to research, decisions issued by the Sixth Circuit were reversed by the United States Supreme Court 24 out of the 25 times they were reviewed in the five annual terms starting October 2008 and ending in June 2013, a higher frequency than any other federal appellate court during that time period. With a new Supreme Court, maybe they don't need to do so, but it's not a slam dunk, since the issue is whether home rule provisions within a state can preempt the ability of a state to prevent patchwork measures like this. Reportedly, there are going to be federal bills for a national right-to-work law. It might not make it to the Senate, of course, and perhaps despite the huge wall that Trump will build, supposedly, between himself and his buildings, construction unions can drop their tools until the kids figure out a way to send smoke signals or something down to D.C. until he gets the message. Meanwhile, this will all be Koch brothers everywhere you look, which means bills are reintroduced in Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and elsewhere to eliminate all payroll deductions for unions. I'm not sure the United Way and insurance companies are going to save us, and an equal protection suit could be dragged out for years while local unions starve to death. It won't be the end of the world for unions, but it could be the end of the world as we know it now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.